single and a parent. That's our focus today from Intentional Living. The question is, again, but one thing, that's what we focus on around here, one thing for 30 days, one thing for today, that would make the single biggest difference. We got stories of moms and dads, single parents from all over the country, those who are either single and formerly married or single or just alone in parenting. And we know there's a difference, but it's still a lot of work. And the advice today and the comments from people hopefully will be very encouraging to you. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We're here in the Intentional Living Center in beautiful Tucson, Arizona, where we celebrate life every day and intentional life in Christ with the mission of helping you experience your life today, the next 24 hours, the way God intended. And if you want to respond on our storyline to whatever you hear today, do so as you call 888-888-1717.
One of the things that I'm doing to be intentionally single right now is I have two boys, and basically I just try to make sure that I'm doing everything that I can do to be the best mom that I can be for them.
I am a single mom. I just lost my job 2 weeks ago. I just wonder if there's anybody out there can help me through God.
I just found it on the radio. I'm 25, a single mom. God has a plan, and every situation, you know, that's difficult is temporary, and that's how I look at my struggles. Get up 8 times if you fall down 7, and that's so true. It's only temporary, and it does get better.
Well, those are great questions, you know. We hear the issues, travel enough, spoken enough conferences, led enough conferences, created enough conferences for parents and marriage to hear thousands of stories. And we know that moms and dads that kind of carry the load alone, it can be stressful, and we need each other. And today we got people who want to help you carry the load by sharing what they've learned. Again, your stories welcome on our storyline at 888-888-1717. All right, Shannon is in New Mexico. How are you today?
I am doing fantastic. Hello, Dr. Randy. Thank you for having me on.
You're very welcome. Thinking about being a single parent, what have you learned, and what's your story?
Story, okay, I've learned a lot. I have four children, and they grew up on me pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And looking back through the time, I definitely would want to encourage people not to give up. And the main thing is your prayer. Go to the Holy Spirit. Back up what you desire through God's eyes with Scripture. Go to the church for counseling if you need to. Get prayer with authority, people that can support you on the right way. I had a parent, their father, very pretty much just against the grain, did not want to co-parent with me at all. So it really shifts the children in a negative standpoint, and I saw that for many years, and thank goodness there's been healing, you know, that has taken place, but it hurt the kids a lot. So if I can encourage parents to work together, even if they're not going to be together, or sometimes there could be an example of a parent just completely non-existent. Mm-hmm. And that's where it's so important that people can just put down their feelings and recognize the importance of a child having both mom and dad, even if it's not in the same house. Yeah. But the main thing is just spiritually praying over your children, but having people support you and not being afraid. I was afraid to ask, you know, I was very embarrassed thinking, oh my gosh, I'm a young mother and I have four kids. And I worked myself into the ground trying to make sure everything looked okay. But inside I was pretty broken.
Mm.
So now looking back, you know, that's why we have resources and with godly people in our churches and leadership to pray over us and pray for our family and backing up by Scripture. And, you know, now I depend on the Lord. I go through His Son, Jesus Christ, thank God for salvation and the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And if I can just encourage people not to get ahead of themselves and enjoy the journey, even if they are a single parent, don't get so ahead. Life's not going to be perfect for anybody, even if there's two parents in the same household.
Yeah.
just to kind of sit back, enjoy the journey, and let God do his thing. But yes, we have to work at things. I understand that. It takes a lot of effort and energy and time, emotions, physically, mentally, emotionally, and financially. But praise the Lord that we have God and our salvation. But don't be afraid to ask for help.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. Good advice. Thank you, Shannon. And I can imagine for many of us, some of us are, come on, we're just proud people. And to ask for help is a sign of weakness. I have to admit, that's me. I don't ask for help. Drives my wife nuts sometimes because there's help I could get even around the house and yard and things that would be helpful. And then, no, I can do it better myself. You know, I know that's a little different than what we're talking about here, but it's the same idea. We can have a prideful response and saying, I can do this, I can carry this. And the Bible's pretty clear that we're better when two than just one, because there's a better return for the work, the Bible says. Very powerful. All right, very good. Thank you, Shannon. Let's go to Judith in Michigan. What do you want others to know about this single parenting experience in your life?
I just want to say that, you know, I am also a single mother of three girls, all of the same age. And when you are down and isolated and you pray, I just want to tell all the single moms out there, God does hear you and he will provide. I am a living testimony. He did just that. When you are alone and you feel like there's no other, you know, avenue, he does answer your prayers. He's close to the brokenhearted. He's close to the widowed. He's close to the lonely and the poor. And if you just hold on and you keep praying and you take it another minute, hour, day by day, things will get better.
Oh, amen. How old are the girls now? Three triplets. Yeah.
Triplets. Yeah. They're six.
6 years old. How are you doing? Are you finding it? You're getting stronger in the process? How long have you been a single mom?
Yeah, since they were 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like when I say God will turn everything around, I mean, when they were about 2.5, God brought this amazing miracle man into my life who just loved the girls. I mean, out of nowhere, I can't testify enough about how God will just, you know, turn things around. I used to sing that song all the time. God will turn it around. And he does. I mean, this guy came out of nowhere. He loves the girls. He's amazing. So, yeah.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. Are you experiencing real freedom in your faith, or simply going through the motions? In Dr. Randy's message called Process for Faith, you'll learn how to move beyond routine faith and intentionally develop a deeper, more personal relationship with God.
Everything that we've said, everything that I've tried to share with you in this lesson about growing in freedom in your relationship with Christ comes down to one thing. And that one thing is to be present with God every day.
Support Intentional Living with a monthly gift today, and you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. Don't miss out on this special opportunity. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
And when you do, we consider you to be a very special person around here. We really do, because you've stood up and cast your vote for something that's going to be life-changing for people. Boy, we're pushed to vote for this, vote for that, not vote for this, not vote for that, on different things, many of which are important, some not quite so much, but a lot of things in our ears that can distract us from the true purpose and intention of our life and why we're here. And so we just simply say thank you for those who are saying a part of our giving is to make sure that this message of living intentionally in Jesus Christ, knowing him personally and then helping young people, young families and adults, singles and married, to live out their lives intentionally for Him is worth my support. And so when you come, you're joining my wife and I and others who support this ministry so faithfully. Thank you for doing it. You can call 888-888-1717, press number 2, talk to our staff, or go to theintentionallife.com.
Hi, I'm Denise, and I was a single mom for about 7 years, many years ago. Two things that I learned from God during that time. Number one, He is always faithful. He will never fail us. The other thing was when my boys were with their dad and I didn't know what was going to happen and he was doing things I didn't like and things like that, I wanted to set him straight, and I felt like God said, when the boys are with you, they're your responsibility. When they're not, they are my children, and I will take care of them. And every time I wanted to fix something, God reminded me that they were His boys, and He would take care of them. And all three of those young men are now men married with beautiful families, wonderful daddies. And it's all because God was so faithful during those years.
The advice, the wisdom from life experiences. That's a big part of what we do here at Intentional Living. Today, talking to single parents. Never been there myself. My wife and I married young. Been married for a lot of years. Raised our kids. Loving our grandkids. And, of course, we have family members and others that we know close and people that I've counseled with over the years who are single moms and dads and know that it can be a real challenge, but also it can be very successful. And, Gino, I think you want to add into that, share some thoughts. What would you like to share?
I'm a single parent due to the fact that I lost my wife during childbirth. It was 23 years ago. I lost her on Mother's Day weekend, of course.
Wow.
I had two daughters at the time. They were 3.5 and 4.5. You know, despite the pain and everything, I remained close to the Lord. I think, you know, that was my strength. He gave me a heavy cross to bear, and I was able to call on Him for strength, and the girls were my purpose then that I had to focus on and make sure that they were taken care of properly and had a good home of, you know, security and comfort. So, you know, throughout their years, I was a good father to them, and they're now 27 and 26 year old, and they're both married and have good gentlemen in their lives, and I have grandchildren now.
The reward for those years, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And any when you look back, it sounds like you made a decision early on to say, hey, I'm going to be very intentional, stay focused. This is what God has given me, these two precious girls, and I'm going to raise them, do the best job I can. Didn't sound like you got too sidetracked. You stayed pretty intentionally focused on that job.
Yeah. Yes, you're right in saying so, yes.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. And, maybe encouraging another dad that's going through something similar today.
Okay, and thank you for your radio station that has been a big part of helping me to heal through, you know, through your programs and the music.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why we're here. Thank you, Gino. I remind people, if you're a Family Life Radio listener, we're a part of the Intentional Life Media, which is a global outreach with the goal of affirming faith, offering hope, and helping equip people to live intentionally in Christ. And what I say is the radio, what we do on the radio is really to offer hope, and you get a lot of encouragement through the music and the stories and the testimony, and the intentional living side is the help side. So we got the hope and the help, because at the end of the day, you have hope in Jesus Christ, but you can still wake up tomorrow and be struggling with your kids. Still struggling as a parent. Life is full of that. And so we're to support one another, and that's what the intentional living part is all about. Let's carry on here. Kay is in Michigan, a single mom. What have you learned about this thing of single parenting?
I was a single mom from the time my son was born when I was 21 until he left the home. And I would encourage anybody that doesn't have family close to connect with a Bible-believing church.
Yep.
Because my folks moved away when my son was little and several hundred miles away. And the church stepped up and supported us emotionally, spiritually, of course, but also physically. I mean, one of the gentlemen at church gave my son and I tickets to a Detroit Tigers game so I could take them, because there was no way that I could afford it. The ladies' Bible study at church prayed me through nursing school. I've been a nurse now over 30 years.
Amen.
One man at church, his name was Bill Powell. We lived in Midland, Michigan. And every Sunday, Bill would brace himself because David would do a full-on body slam, jump in his arm. And it was just amazing because Bill was that person for him. And so get connected with a local church, because that will feed your family in more ways than you can imagine.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's right. And we've been blessed. Our church so active with so many different programs for young and old, and getting connected. Sometimes it's hard. Maybe you're not a type of person that automatically can connect with other people. You go and sit in the back row and you're there, but you're not there. To really get connected is a powerful and important part of it. Okay, before we take a break, let me go to Colorado. Shayna is on the line. Shayna, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Randy. Thanks so much for having me. I actually just wanted to encourage single parents. I was a single parent at one point, and I had two little boys that I was raising by myself. Their dad was on drugs, and he still continues to be on drugs to this day. Mm. I have a 19-year-old and a 17-year-old, and I think the best advice that I can give you as a single parent is to heal. To really get in that place of surrender, submission, and allow God to really heal all of those things in your heart and in your mind and in your family so that he can start something new in you. Years after, I actually got remarried, and I'm married now, and I have three more little boys. So wow. We have a total of five boys together, and it's truly just a testimony of God's love, his grace, and his mercy, and just doing the work with God and allowing him to heal all of those places so we don't continue the same cycles in our lives over and over again, wondering, God, what's going on with this? If you don't do the work, you're going to continue in the same cycle. And that's something that I had to learn as a young single mom. And I just, like I said, I submitted my will to the Lord. And I said, God, I can't do this without you. Mm-hmm. And he came through in a powerful, mighty way and completely restored my life. And so I'm just so thankful for God and for his will and his plan and his purpose in my life, and just restoring all the things that were broken in my life. And like I said, me and my husband are just a testimony of his goodness.
Amen. I can hear the tenderness in your call. It also shows a little bit of God's sense of humor. You got five boys. That keeps you busy, I bet.
Yes, sir. But I'm so thankful for my five boys, because they're going to be strong, powerful men that will lead their families and be everything that God created them to be in their life and purpose and identity. And I'm just so thankful that God has trusted me with them to bring that to fruition in their lives. And so I'm so thankful for that.
So let me go through this list. First of all is prayer. Prayer is a powerful opportunity to commune with the living God. And I don't mean just over dinner, praying about your food and, you know, some of the ritual things that we can do that really, you know, don't get us into that deepness of conversation with God. But times alone with him, where you're really on your face before him and bringing to him those things in your life that you're wrestling with, those things that you're struggling with, those things that you're joyful for, those things that you're excited about. Prayer is a beautiful opportunity to grow close in your relationship with Christ. Freedom is really the message in that entire lesson. That's a clip, an excerpt from the lesson on the sort of the freedom process of our faith. What does it mean, you know, to experience freedom from our faith and because of our faith and through our faith. We put a lesson up as a featured lesson on our website every month over in a little exclusive site for our members. And that's the lesson for this month. And by the way, it's available to all members, those of you who just joined us in the last couple of weeks as well, becoming a part of the member team of supporters. There's a little code that you should have received that allows you to get in a password. If for some reason you don't have that or it's been misplaced, please just let us know. You could call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717 and press number 2, or you could email us and we'll get that information to you. You know, I was hearing that clip about the depth of prayer, and I have to admit, you know, when things are going well, it's easy just to pray, Lord, thank you for the food and thank you for the day and thank you for the sunshine and thank you for the nice things in our life. Amen. But then you can get a curveball, and all of us have them, stories. And it's a reminder, if we're not connected deeply, we got to catch up at those points in our relationship. Some of you know that we've been through that, the Carlson family, in the last couple of months. Our eldest son, Evan, who happens to be the president of the ministry, was literally struck down by a neurological disorder that was the result of a common virus. And some of you have experienced this, very rare, and it was very severe, and has put him on a path of recovery. He's coming. He's getting stronger every day. Made it through that critical first month, and now he's recovering slowly, and we're thankful for that. But I have to admit, it's changed us in terms of our prayer, how we pray, why we pray. Some of the experiences we had, interestingly enough, not only in prayer, but also what I found interesting is the people that we heard from that were concerned and praying for us, as much as the people we didn't hear from. And that was a sort of a new experience. And I think some of you are shaking your head saying, amen, I know what you're talking about. And it was a reminder to me, not so much about them, because I can't control people, but I can do this. It's a reminder that we each need to be sensitive, don't we, and aware of the fact that the people in our lives and around us, when they have needs, that we can be available as much as possible. But anyway, I wanted to thank those of you who have been praying for us and for our son and for the recovery. And as a reminder from that clip, really coming back to the power of prayer.
Hi, my name is April, and I live in Chandler, Arizona. And I was calling about the single parent advice. It's probably not anything particularly Christ-related, but I would definitely encourage parents to not buy your young children a smartphone. I would say, out of all the years of parenting, it is the single biggest parenting mistake that I ever made, getting my 12-year-old a smartphone. He's 15 now, and it's nothing but problems all the time.
That's a smart mom. Listen, isn't it interesting? We've turned the kids on to all the technology, and now you're seeing schools that are putting limitations on technology and teaching kids. Can you imagine we're teaching children to actually write with a paper and pencil again? Some of the things that many of us learned, and timing, making sure that the young kids are not getting exposed to and addicted to these technologies too early in their lives, because that'll stick for a lifetime. And I think enough of us have stumbled along the sidewalk to run into somebody who's on their phone, right? Because they're not paying attention. Or as the gentleman that almost ran me off the road today, as I looked over, he was texting as we were driving down the road. And of course, you're not supposed to do that, but he was. And we probably all have been guilty at times. Today, we're talking about single parenting. I think we have time for one more caller. Before we do that, though, I just want to, again, say how much I appreciate. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for being a part of Intentional Living. If you're new to this whole ministry, check it out. Come to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. I wanted to go to, let's go to April. Is our next caller. April, what's going on with you?
I was a single mother. My mother was a single mother, and my daughter is a single mother. And of course, it comes with great heaviness and hardship. And I know that we had financial struggles, and we'd often be homeless. And we didn't call it homelessness. We called it camping. But anyway, you know, I never knew, you know, where the next dollar was coming, the next job. I tried to go to college, you know, so my daughter was down on the priority list of survival and then going to college to better our lives. And it's just, you know, that time, you know, you don't get a lot of time because you're working two or three jobs to make ends meet.
Yeah.
The stress and the pain inside, and but you just put on a face and you keep going. And but when my granddaughter was born, all three of us women, myself, my mother, and my daughter, held my grandbaby, and we said, we're breaking this cycle with you, girl. And so with God's help, we survived. I really like your show, The Intentional Living, and Hillia makes you stronger. And
yeah,
God
does. Let me ask you a question. Have you been able to, when you were raising your family, to reach out and get help? I mean, was it hard for you to say, hey, I need some help. I just can't do all this alone. Or did you just kind of suck it up and do it?
I just kind of sucked it up and did it. And, you know, I tried to find jobs and whatnot and just had a hard time. We moved to a college town that was right in the back of my HUD housing apartment. And, you know, but God directed the whole thing because I absolutely was clueless. So, but we survived, and she's sitting right here next to me. My daughter's sitting right here next to me, and you know, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, there's the best story of all. My daughter's sitting right here next to me. Hey, we're wrapping up this show. Love to hear your stories. You're a single mom or dad, or you've done this alone, and you want to tell us what you've learned, what God's taught you, and one thing that you would pass on to someone else. Share it on our storyline at 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. I want to thank Ray for his help today and Stephen and the rest of the team. We are here at a listener-supported ministry. Intentional Living is a part of the ministry of Intentional Life Media. Have a great day. I'll be back tomorrow with more Intentional Living from Tucson.